B'tachan for life, Shir 1824, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Dvarim. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Hatzlacha, the schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all the listeners. Should Be'ezer Hashem send them Hatzlacha and Bracha in everything that they do. We are discussing trying to feel levels that seem to be unattainable. And I want to add one story. Reb Shimshon Pinkus has a very beautiful mashal to explain the concept of a person attaining something that seems beyond his reach. He says a story about a doctor that worked in the hospice part of the hospital, basically in the place where people are on the way out. And, you know, he was there, he was a new doctor, and he was concerned what's going to happen in the middle of the night if people start having emergencies. What should he do? He can't stabilize all of them at once. What should he do? So the head doctor tells him, don't worry. In the middle of the night, if something goes wrong, you need help, pick up the red emergency phone and call me. And, you know, we'll send people down. We'll help you out. So that's what happened that night. There was one emergency, two emergencies. And he's running and he's hustling and he's bustling. And he was sweating, working away. And he was able to save a few patients, but unfortunately, two of the patients died during the night. And the next day, he has the police by his door. They whisk him away in handcuffs. And before he knows it, he's standing in front of the judge. And he asked the judge, what do you want from me? I tried. I was sweating. I was working. I put in all my effort. Why am I sitting here? And the judge said, okay, even if you tried, but we gave you very strict orders. If you need help, pick up the emergency phone and make the phone call. They'll come help you. You don't have to do it on your own. You decided to do it on your own to be macho and decide to see if you can do it. You're a murderer. You killed two people throughout the night because you didn't pick up the phone to call somebody to help you. Zog Reb Shimshon Pinkus, that's what the Ben Ishlam wants from us. Put in the effort like we explained. But daven. A person should daven that he should be zeichet to attain levels in ruchnias. You don't have to do it on your own. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave you three times a day. You daven for gashmias, daven for ruchnias. Daven that the Ribbono Shel Olam should send you siyata d'shmaya. You should be able to grow in avodas Hashem. And if you don't, it's not going to work to say, well, listen, I tried. You did try. Like we explained yesterday, it's very important to try. But at the same time, the Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting to send you siyata d'shmaya. He wants you to daven to him that he should send you the siyata d'shmaya. You should be able to have the levels that you want to attain. Reb Shimshon Pinkus said it regarding other areas in Avodas Hashem, every area in Avodas Hashem. But we could say it regarding Bitachon. You want to feel Bitachon? You want to feel savor? You want to try to attain levels that you think are unattainable? Open your mouth and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll send you the Siyata D'Shmaya. So back to the question. Is it possible to feel savor? No, it's not. Maybe not. But with effort, like we explained, and with tefillah, a person can attain the highest levels of bitachin and be zeichet to tremendous yeshuas. The keys are in your hand. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave you the power of tefillah. Again, is the level of savor very high? Yes. Unattainable? It depends. With human actions? Maybe. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is a kol yachol. He can do anything. He wants you to turn to him and ask for siyata d'shmaya to be able to have these high levels of bitachon.